Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, good afternoon. Injury-wise, nothing really new to report at this point. We'll keep you up to date as we move through the week here. So with that, we'll open it up to your questions.
John, how do you digest yesterday, now that you've had a chance to review what you need to review?
Yeah, listen, it all starts with me making sure we're in position to make plays, and then when you go back through the tape, it's higher levels of execution, really in all three phases. Winning the line of scrimmage, I think, is important also, and we didn't do that enough yesterday in the run game on both sides of the ball, and then taking the ball away on defense. We didn't get any takeaways. So those are probably the major 3 points that we made to the team.
Sean, on the final drive, after the six-yard completion to Devin, that was at about a minute left when that play started. It was another 33 seconds before you guys ran a play. You decided to huddle there. What was going on there?
Yeah, 50-some seconds left, I think, when Devin got tackled, about 52, give or take. The plans weren't really to huddle at that point. It was to go to the line and get the third down call off and then save the time out there. So those are situations we practice every week, as you guys see us out there from time to time in 2 minute, and we didn't execute well enough. So we'll go back and look at that again this week.
Is the offense having to do a lot of – you're having a lot of extended drives. Is the offense having to work too hard – on these drives that you just can't be a quick strike offense in some ways, and so much has to be, there's little margin for error when you're putting together 8 and 10, there's little, 8 and 10 10-play drives. Are you worried about that?
You want to be able to extend drives. I think the longer, the more multiple play drives you have, the harder it is, right, to play clean football all the way through the drive. So, whether it's chunks, whether it's multiple play drives, at the end of the day, that's where the higher level of execution has to come in to sustain those drives so that it leads to points.
The third and four that went to John Brown incomplete at the corner before he attempted the field goal, is that the play call? Was that the right place to go with the ball? Is that what the design was? Or was that a check by Josh? What happened there?
Yeah, I don't, without getting into too much strategy, Jay, overall, we had a play call right there. We didn't execute. Obviously give ourselves a chance to extend the drive right there.
Steven said after the game that 53 yards was at the very edge of his range. What was your understanding of where you were in terms of your comfort level trying a field goal at that distance?
I knew where we were, and we didn't have many options other than going for it at that point or having the timeout with us. Or kicking the field goal to try and take it to overtime right there. So got a lot of confidence in Steven, and so obviously it didn't work out, but we'll remain confident in Steven as we move forward here.
Does Heath give you a number and say, he's good from this distance or he's not good from this distance? How does that work?
Yeah, Jay, the way it works is you get a line going each direction. That's how we do it. And at the end of the day, the game was on the line, felt good, felt confident about Steven in that situation.
Sean, ultimately, what steered you away from going for it on fourth down and kicking the field goal instead?
You always want to have a chance to win the game, right? If you go for it on fourth down, you make it, great. You give yourself a chance to win the game. At the end of the day, if you don't convert, you never really give yourself a chance to win the game. And so you want to give your players a chance to win the game. And I thought we did that at that point. At that moment, I felt like it was the right thing for our team.
What did you consider calling your timeout after the third down? I'm sorry, after the Devin Singletary play on the sidelines, when there was, about 43 seconds left, or did you want to make sure you saved that?
Well, you know, those are situations that can go either way. The way we practice it, the way the analytics part of it as well, that bakes into it where you want to save it from 1 second left on the clock to 30 if you just have one, if you're holding one, to give yourself a chance, whether it's to go win the game, to kick a game-winning field goal, whatever it is. And so, like I said, our operation, it was not our intention to huddle at that point. We had to huddle, and that's something we can look at going forward here.
So was there a breakdown that forced you to huddle, why did you, if it wasn't?
Yeah, just operation.
Still searching for this offense seems to still be searching for an identity. Is that a fair assessment of it? Because I'm just not exactly sure what its strengths are in some ways.
Yeah, John, I know where you're coming from on that. Yeah, I mean, listen, we've got to score more points, as I said after the game, and I still feel the same way today. We've got to score more points and to enable ourselves to win games, and to be a threat down the stretch here. That's what we've got to do.
But are you a running offense? Or are you a passing offense? Was there something that you would prefer to?
I want to move the ball and score points, whatever it's through the air or on the ground. I want to be able to move the ball and score points and be a physical offense.
After the game, Josh said that, you know, when it comes to the inaccuracies on these deep passes, he said that he couldn't really pinpoint, you know, why he hasn't been able to complete these passes. He said he didn't know, maybe he was, too worried about it underthrowing it and it being intercepted. What does he need to do to get over that mental hurdle there and start completing some of these passes?
Yeah, you know, it's execution. And when you look at our offense overall or our defense yesterday in special teams, it's a higher level of execution. And how do we do that? We build the rep count. We detail our work during the week, and then we build the rep count. A couple good examples of it were that play in particular, where the play to Isaiah down the middle of the seam there, where it's an overthrown ball, and we've got pressure inside. We're coming across with a flash, you know, coming behind the line, and somebody knocks one of our own players, knocks another player off the block. And so I'm talking about 6 inches sometimes, but that's the difference between a big play or a zero gain in that situation.
Is it frustrating? Because I know one of the things that when you guys were drafting him that stood out was, you know, he's a big arm quarterback, that cannon of an arm. That's what, you know, a lot of people talked about. Is it frustrating when he's struggling in that area, given that was, you know, one of his strengths when, you know, bringing him on here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I remain confident in Josh. And, you know, when you look at what we've been able to do with the way he's been able to develop short to intermediate this year, and certainly I understand your point with going down the field with accuracy, we've got to be able to do that as well. And that's where execution comes in.
Sean, you said going into the week was really a point of emphasis to get the ball in the playmaker's hands in place. Captain Singletary got 8 carries. Was there any reason you didn't want to get one?
Just the way the game was flowing. I understand where you're coming from. We've got to do a better job of getting it into our playmakers' hands, whether it's Devin in this case or other playmakers, and remaining consistent with that.
Did you Coach Dawson has certainly demonstrated he can be a matchup problem, you know, in the passing game. What's the next step for him as he kind of heads into the second half of the season?
Yeah, I would say consistency. You know, we've got some young guys out there like Devin, like Dawson, Josh, second year, that are doing some good things, but consistency overall. And that, again, feeds back into our execution, our level of execution, Chris.
Sean, earlier in the game, you went for it in two other situations, 4th and 4, I think, from both times, from Cleveland's 36 and 39. Mm-hmm. What was the difference between those and the final decision? Because they were pretty, you know, similar in.
Yeah, different. Yeah, Joe. Just overall different situations in the game, different amount of time on the clock. So different situations in the game. It all comes down to situational football, right there.
How do you determine when you go for it in those instances?
Game planning. I mean, there's a lot that goes into game planning. Our strengths versus their weaknesses. Their strength versus our weaknesses. What's happened in the game up to that point. And to your point, and maybe to the earlier question, you know, to that point, we hadn't converted on 2-3, 2-6, basically in those windows, 2-4. So anyway, those are some of the things that bake into that decision.
Those kind of third or fourth down and manageable 4, 5, 6 yards, you know, you weren't able to succeed on those a good deal yesterday. Were you happy with where the ball went in the process leading up to it? Because, you know, more than a couple of times it was going deep down the field 30 yards when you need four.
Yeah, I think we can. Brian and I talked about that today, and then also after the game. And some of those I felt like it was going in the right spot. If you include the third downs as well into that, and some it wasn't. Some we have to go back and evaluate that. And he and I talked about that today.
Coach Levi was pretty hard on himself after the game. Your evaluation of how he played and how you get over something like that for a young player.
Yeah, Levi had some good plays and then some plays against second-year player that he would like back. We've got to help him in other situations as well, but I appreciate the fact that Levi takes ownership, and that's the thing I'll say about a lot of our players and what they say, how they handle themselves after the game, after wins and losses, quite frankly. So they take ownership and accountability for it.
Sean, do you believe this is a fragile point in the season, losing a couple games and the playoff picture is kind of getting a little more muddled there? With you guys, do you believe this is a fragile point?
Well, we lost one game coming off of this past weekend, so that's what we have to keep in perspective, right? We all want to go out and win. We all want to go out and beat the Browns, but we have to turn our attention to getting better and moving our attention and moving forward to the Dolphins. They're a team that's come off of a good win in Indianapolis against a good football team that's well coached by Frank, and so we've got to turn our attention and focus on this week and what we can control.
Sean Lee Smith's got nine penalties this season. He's on the field, 25-30% of the time. Why is that continuing to happen? That is such an issue for him right now.
Yeah, just he's got to lock in. Pre-snap penalties aren't they're non-negotiable for us, really. Way too many penalties as it relates to John's question earlier about clean drives. 8-10 play drives, 11 play drives. That's part of what's interrupting our flow as we get into those drives.
You take the field there with 1:44 left. What's the sweet spot for you and for Brian, or what the conversation is versus winning the game or making sure we get the field goal?
Yeah. No, we're going to win it. That's the mindset. And at a minimum, trying to put us into overtime in that situation, Tim. So, we had a chance. I thought we were first and 10 from, the 41 with a minute. Minute and some left. It escapes me exactly what it was. So it felt good where we were. We had the timeout left. It felt good where we were. The clock was stopped. I think on Isaiah's comeback, to our sideline there. So felt confident where we were. And then it sputtered out right there. And that's, had an opportunity to get out of bounds maybe as well. And Devin, and we didn't get out of bounds. And so all those things we'll learn from. All those things are good for some of our young players to experience right there. Wanted to come away, obviously, with the win. But we had a chance. We were in position in a favorable, what I thought was a favorable, position with that amount of meat on the bone on the clock there and a timeout. So
is that a teaching moment for Devin to not try and juke his way to a couple of extra yards and just get out of bounds?
Yeah, I mean, at a minimum, we'd like, and I'm sure Devin would tell you, he'd like to, at a minimum, make sure we save the clock right there and get out of bounds. Like the matchup, though, with Devin in space as well on a single tackler, on a solo tackle in that situation. But at a minimum, we've got to get out of bounds to save the clock right there.
How close were you to going for it on fourth down? I know we've talked about, what went into the decision or yeah. How, the analytics or what you want to say or don't want to say, but was it broached? Did you have a discussion about it, or did you know right then that we're gonna try to?
I mean, I'm always gonna give it its due, Tim. I mean, what we did earlier in the game with the fourth downs, I feel confident in our football team and going to win a game. That said, overall though, I'm also gonna make sure my team has a chance to win it. And I felt like at that moment the best chance to win it, because you never want to walk away and say, hey, we never really had a chance to win it. Where we're in 53-yard field goal range at that point, good conditions. So I felt good about it right there.
How do you feel about the run defense when you went back and looked at it? Kind of a tale of two halves, but ended up pretty good there.
Yeah, I mean, overall, again, execution-wise, controlling the line of scrimmage, Matt, not good enough. And so that again, starts with me. I got to do a better job there and making sure we're tightened up in at the line of scrimmage and playing with better fundamentals, better techniques, and putting them in position to be successful right there.
I guess it speaks to how quickly a storyline can change just based on a play or two here. But I think if you win the game, we're really talking about the goal line stand.
Yeah, great play.
So I guess let's give it its credit. What is it about your defense that when it came to that point to have them 8 tries? And not be able to get a yard. Is there something that, is it something that you're?
No, these guys are. Yeah, they're no. The character of the men on the defense was on display. I don't know if I've ever been around 7 or 8 plays inside the 1-2 yard line right there, and for them not to get in. I think I've been around multiple plays, but you know, just chances, probability wise, you know, percentages aren't in your favor right there. And those guys stood up and did a phenomenal job.
Do DPIs acceptable there when you are only giving up a yard, or you're giving up nothing really? So it's.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do it, but it was smart football, I thought, on Jordan's part in particular, where he had time and Jordan made a smart decision right there on the, I think it was the first down play right there, the start of it really.
Obviously, there's frustration in the locker room yesterday, there's frustration among the fan base because of the expectations of this team, and you know, fans looking for fingers to point. You know, Josh, Ryan, are the pieces in place? Do you believe on the offensive side of things with the quarterback and the OC to be successful, to build, to be in a successful offense?
Yeah, I believe they are. I'm always confident in our staff. I'm always confident in the players in the locker room. And that's the start of it. Really, is the mentality, is that confidence. All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.